This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Different he is. Flexible fees. Let you out of your contract at any time. He said, you can text me if you want. Like you and say, I'm done. You won't, because he's terrific at his job. He knows the market. He's incredibly aggressive in getting your house sold. I've told you lots of stories about folks who were thrilled with what Josh has done selling their house. But you don't have to take my word for it. Over on Google, more than 300 five-star Google reviews. The phone number again, 901-461-8147. Josh sells the MidSouth.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, then Fish on Friday. On Tuesday, it is the Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
They've got Memphis sports in their DNA, from the Tigers' court to the Grizzlies' hardwood.
I mean, so they're just trying to manufacture offense the only way they can, which is just hoist three.
It's the Jason and John Show, middays 11 till 2 on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. About sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX. We gossip $289 a month, both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $429 a month, $39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossip Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, $39.85, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation, ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through March 26th, get gig speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan, auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Actual speeds vary.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive 2-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house is a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit MoreTech.edu. That's MoreTech.edu.
Hey, Howie, what's going on at the Robert Irwin Jewelers Bartlett location this Saturday?
The six-hour 60% off sale.
60% off? You mean up to 60% off?
No, let me clear this up. It's not up to. It is 60% off. Between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. this Saturday, you could get 60% off anything that's in our showcases.
This Saturday only at Robert Irwin Jewelers, located in Bartlett.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have, because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio, but where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com.
Down payments vary, does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
Hey, basketball fans. Get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Push and Pull by the late, great Memphis music icon Rufus Thomas, born on this day in 1917.
Grizzlies finished up the road trip. You wrote about it in the Daily Memphian. They lose to Denver. No great surprise there. 43rd starting lineup, and you kind of like the starting lineup.
I mean, given what they had to work with, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, that might be, Bain and Jaren are their two best players.
Right.
Bain, not quite himself right now, but their two best players. Gigi Jackson, Santi Aldama, very meaningful players for the future of the team. And I think Scottie Pippen Jr. is good. He shouldn't be starting on a team, you know, in the NBA right now, but he certainly should be playing for one.
And yet things, obviously, you're playing Denver. No Jamal, no Aaron Gordon.
At Denver, even with those guys out, at Denver's a rough place to end a road trip.
Right.
When you're having the kind of season the Grizzlies are having.
And then Jaren gets immediate foul troubles, can't hit a shot. And as you point out, it was 69-44 at the half, and that was sort of that. All right, so now they come home. They've got Los Angeles tomorrow. LeBron is doubtful tonight at Milwaukee. against Milwaukee, and Anthony Davis is probable. It is an interesting situation because the Lakers almost feel like they're locked into nine. They're 2.5 games behind Phoenix, I think, and they're 2.5 games ahead of Golden State. Not locked in, but I don't know.
Probable.
Do you have any? Yeah, it seems probable. I don't. You have any? You know, I don't know. If people want to see LeBron, do you have any thoughts on whether, if you were Milwaukee and you could, what would you prioritize if health weren't actually dictating it? If you could manipulate this,
if you were the Lakers?
I mean, if you're the Lakers, yeah.
You know, I mean, the question is, what do you feel? How much do you feel you need to win to beat the Grizzlies right now? I mean, they're going to be home. They have a day's rest. I don't know if you could go in there without those guys to win. You know. And so I would probably focus on the split and try to like rest guys against Milwaukee and have my guys against Memphis and just make sure I get one of the two is probably how I would play it. Cause it seems like 500 is more than enough to at least protect your backside on the playoff stuff.
Right. Now it's a TNT game tonight. So, that's an additional complication. But yeah, if you're the Lakers, you just don't want to lose two because at some point you might be in jeopardy from either Golden State or rampaging Houston. By the way, one again, is there like Jalen Green is on as you said it yesterday, an incredible heater. People hadn't dismissed him as a bust, but I don't know if they had. Like, it is interesting how, like, he had been, is he a winning basketball player? And now all of a sudden they're winning with Jalen Green being their best player.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I said nothing about Jalen Green yesterday, so I don't know who said
not
that.
You.
But
yes, well, not you. I mean, but people there was. I sensed great skepticism in the league about Jalen Green and his progress, et cetera, because he had not done well.
I mean, young players take time, and sometimes it's not a straight line. And he's the kind of guy who, I mean, his own production is up and down as a young player, but then he's the kind of player who, even when he's producing, you're not sure if it's
in the service of winning, right?
Yeah. I mean, he seems like the kind of guy who could be the classic, you know, good numbers, bad team kind of thing. So I just think it's a process, and the sense is that with Houston, there have been times where they weren't so sure about it either. And I don't know. I don't, just because they're in a heater right now and he's putting up numbers or whatever, I don't think that's an ironclad thing either. So we'll see where it goes with him. He's obviously a very talented scorer.
Six home games left. Before the seasons begin, you go through and you look at the home schedule and you put stars next to you. You help people as they're drafting their season tickets. People who split season tickets, which are the most desirable games. So here you go. Here's what's left. You tell me. Obviously, there's one clear best game. That is the Sixers game where Marc Gasol will be honored. Then there's two games against the Lakers, one game with San Antonio and Wemby, the last game against Denver, that's the last game of the season, and then there's Detroit if you happen to be a Jalen Duren, James Wiseman fan.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I guess there are people who personally know James Wiseman who want to be in that game. I don't know otherwise if there's any, like, you know, if you're really nostalgic about the 2.5 games he played at the University of Memphis or whatever.
No, that's the last one. That's the least.
Yeah.
Although, it'll be interesting. Are you going to see Jokic the last game of the season against Denver? I think there you're just saying goodbye to the team.
I mean, the appeal of the last game, if it has any, is just the ceremonial goodbye to the home team. It's not Jokic coming in. And so, I think Wemby, because you don't know if Wemby's going to play either. You don't know that about any of this stuff. But to Wemby, I mean, we know LeBron's not retiring. This is not your last chance. He's going to be back next season at least. So it's not the farewell tour. I just think Wemby is just a sight to behold. And so I would have that after the Gasol game.
All right. Do you remember covering, the Jante Porter era for the Grizzlies?
Vaguely. I want to say that was was that all during COVID? Was that like Orlando bubble stuff? I'm trying to remember. It was something in that around that period.
I remember stories about how Jante Porter was, you know, recovering. He had been, you know, had these horrific injuries, and his about his recovery. I don't even know who was the beat, writer on the team at the for the Daily Memphian. It was probably for the commercial appeal at the time. I don't even know if the Daily Memphian existed.
No, it was Daily Memphian era. This was not. I mean, he was the guy they signed on a two-way, and he like was around for like. less than a season. He barely played, so it really wasn't
right.
It wasn't notable, you know.
It was 2021. Was with the Grizzlies, and yeah, 21 was with the Memphis Hustle, and so there you go. Anyway, do you remember the January 6th game against the Raptors? That's one of the games that is suspicious.
Oh, was it the Grizzlies game? Is that one of the question?
Yeah, one of them is the Grizzlies game, evidently.
I do actually remember him playing in a game in that game against the Grizzlies. I don't remember anything about him playing in the game against the Grizzlies. I mean, it was not notable to us at the time. It was like, you know, this guy who had a cup of coffee with the Grizzlies is now having a cup of coffee with the Raptors, and he appeared in the game and didn't do anything. There was no reason to think that was meaningful at the time. I do remember him appearing in that game, yes.
It does feel like this is inevitable, doesn't it? I mean, that there would...
Yeah, you don't want to assume, like, guilt, or you don't know what exactly the story is, but there's a lot of circumstantial stuff around this one in particular. There definitely seems to be something odd about this. And you can look at this stuff from so many different angles, but with this and the Otani thing happening at the same time, and again, I don't want to assume what actually happened with that, but it has gotten so intertwined with the leagues themselves that they're asking for some kind of, they're asking for issues. So it may not necessarily be these issues. It could be other kinds of issues, but it seems impossible there's not going to be issues in all of this. I just think they're asking for trouble, and obviously, you know, they're making their bet because that's where the money is right now.
Right. And you wonder are they, in other words, there were going to be issues just when gambling became legalized and popped up on your phone, right? Like that, and then that's sort of one stage. And then the second stage is when the leagues themselves are, you know, profiting from it. And so enmeshed in every production of the league. Those are different decisions made by different entities. I suspect even if the first had been made, there would be issues, right? Like even if the league hadn't then gotten aboard, there would still be issues. But it's not unlike alcohol. You know, there's going to be issues, right? And I don't think it's a surprise. I think they imagined that there would be issues.
But like you don't have your broadcasters in the middle of games, like, you know, down
that's
in shots
true.
Or whatever, you know? I mean, it's a different, there's a level of embrace and interactivity.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Beyond sponsorship, you know?
You cut to a Miller ad, but you don't have Rob Fisher and Pete Dunne.
Like, giving you cocktail recipes and giving you great mix and all of that.
No,
kind of
you're
stuff,
right. That is a distinction. That is absolutely a distinction. And mind you, I do gambling ads. So let he and Lou was not in, whatever. Glass houses and all that. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. That is a different level, though, isn't it? Like, I talk about the alcohol stuff and how it's like alcohol, it's like anything else. It is different in that it is embedded in the broadcast itself, right? And they themselves are hawking it. You know, you get halftime odds, right? I mean, it is a level of enmeshment that does not exist with even other products.
No, I definitely think that's true. I would also, I guess, make the argument there's a significant portion of the audience that is watching.
It's relevant to it. Whereas if you're doing shots, that's not
you're
relevant
at a bar,
to the,
even right. if you're at a bar
no,
watching
right.
the game. Like, I do think that
it's a way to talk
the
about the game. A lot, you know, a lot of people who are betting on it. And so therefore you're talking about that angle of it. You're right.
Let's take last night's game, for example. Like, how many people other than Nuggets fans, like I would imagine the other people that are tuning in, like you got some Grizzly sickos, but most people are probably
they're
tuning.
Loyal Grizzly fans, devoted.
They're masochists at this point.
Loyal Grizzly fans. But what do you, I mean, the line, I don't know what the line was. It wasn't interesting
14 and
at
a half.
All.
I mean, but I don't know what
there's
the total, I don't know what the,
to bet.
I don't know what the total was. Yeah. And then, you know, you've always got player props and.
You do have player props.
I mean, to me, it's not different than we first started watching Red Zone and they started putting the fantasy scores. Like, this person's fantasy score, you want a
That's
ticker.
Right. It is talking about something that is of interest to a lot of...
Correct. The audience.
To the audience. And it was, remember once upon a time when Brent Musburger would do it. Would
oh,
make
yeah.
any reference to gambling. It was like, whoa, Brent! going out there on a, you know, on a limb.
That play mattered to a lot of people.
And he just kind of sneaked it in, and he was revolutionary or outlandish for doing it. And now it is
heroic.
Or heroic. Some would say heroic for doing it. Speaking of heroic, by the way, this Saturday, March 30th, Robert Irwin Jewelers in Bartlett having a six-hour 60% off sale. It's not an up to 60% off sale. It is a 60% off sale. Everything. Engagement rings, designer jewelry, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, gemstones, every name brand watch, everything in the store, everything in the showcase, 60% off. There's more than 1,000 items to choose from. This is at the Bartlett store. The Bartlett 6-hour 60% off sale this Saturday. It is the Bartlett store is at the corner of Bartlett Boulevard and Stage Road. It's right there next to the Kroger. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. When we come back, Fish on Friday. On Tuesday, it's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Last night in the women's NCAA tournament, Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes walked off the home court at Iowa, a winner over West Virginia. Iowa's the number one seed in the women's NCAA tournament, Albany 2 region, also in that region. Also yesterday, Ole Miss lost to Notre Dame 71-56 in the Albany region. NC State beat the Tennessee Lady Volunteers 79-72, and UConn beat Syracuse 72-64. 92.9 FM ESPN will cover the Sweet 16, and you can listen to the number 2 Tennessee Volunteers taking on number 3 Creighton on 92.9 pregame Friday at 8:30 p.m. Tip around 9:10 on 92.9 FM and 680 a.m. in Memphis. More at 92.9ESPN.com and tournament updates presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-973-7809 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-973-7809. That's 800-973-7809. What do you have to lose? Call 800-973-7809. Again, 800-973-7809.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Get your tickets and get loud for your Memphis Grizzlies when they host LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow at 7 p.m. It's time to get loud, rally the squad, and show your grit. Get ready for an epic matchup and secure your tickets today by visiting grizzlies.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save more with our quality brands. Right now, Kroger brand pasta and 2-liter Big K drinks are 10 for $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6-hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4 only at the Bartlett location. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on that big favorite and laugh to the bank. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, and you can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When people have a craving to explore
explore new and traditional Asian cuisines. They head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a kite by then.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined as we are every Tuesday by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C. Charles is the author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon, also a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing, and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. He joins me now. And Charles, you actually aren't all that far from the scene of last night's tragedy as the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after it was hit by a cargo ship.
No. In fact, as you're saying that, I'm going to find out how far. We've got a Key Bridge, of course. Francis Scott Key ended up with a lot of bridges, 34 miles to the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's a devastating tragedy. And, you know, in the modern world where we've got video cameras everywhere and you can literally watch for 90 seconds or 2 minutes before the cargo ship Dolly slams into the bridge, you can watch cars going back and forth, semi trucks going back and forth on the bridge, and just think, oh my gosh, go, go, go. When's it going to hit? You know, there has been some big news come out about this event while you guys were on the air. The ship, this accident didn't happen in the space of the video that's on Twitter and Facebook. It didn't happen 90 seconds before the ship hit the bridge.
There's a video with the power going out twice within the first, about the minute before it hits the bridge, right?
But anybody who's ever brought a canoe into a dock or a sailboat into a dock knows your course is, at some point, you're not going to rescue yourself. And this ship was way off course. It was probably 200 feet to the right of where it should have been. And in fact, the crew of the ship radioed in a mayday, a distress call, before it hit the bridge. And the governor of Maryland was a little vague, but in a press conference, he said that law enforcement officials and first responders were able to begin to shut the bridge down and warn people, and some vehicles that would have otherwise been on the bridge were prevented from getting in the bridge because this ship was going 8 knots, 10 miles an hour. They knew they were going to hit the bridge, you know, 4 minutes before they hit it. And they were frantically trying to do what they could, and it's a big disaster. Let's pause a minute. This ship is of an almost unimaginable size, 0.2 mile long. If you put the stern of the ship on the goal line of a football field, the ship would stretch 3 football fields. There's not a stadium in America that it would fit inside.
Right.
948 feet long, 157 feet wide. What's the big interstate that runs through?
40.
I-40.
Yeah, runs through Memphis. Yeah.
Literally put all of I-40 on the deck of this ship, and there would literally be about 20 feet on each side. Not one lane, both lanes and the median. That's how wide 157 feet is. A huge ship. So they said that there were 8 construction workers patching potholes
on the bridge.
On the bridge at 1:30 in the morning. Pause just a minute and appreciate that there are people who get up and go to work at 11 o'clock at night to patch our potholes so that they don't interrupt daytime traffic. Those guys were all knocked into the water. Two of them have been rescued.
How many of them have been rescued, you said? How many?
Two. One was actually uninjured and was treated on the scene and sent home. One is in the hospital in critical condition. For some reason, again, at the most recent press conference, which I watched on behalf of the listenership of 92.9, they were very vague about the number of vehicles. I'm a little surprised they don't have video that tells them exactly how many vehicles were on the parts of the bridge that fell in. They did say...
The parts of the bridge? Didn't the whole bridge fall in? It looked to me like the entire bridge fell in.
Well, the approaches did.
Right,
but
right.
Yes, the whole suspended portion of the bridge fell in. 1.6 miles of bridge. There were clearly vehicles on the bridge. They have found vehicles at the bottom of the river. They haven't said how many, using sonar. And they were just vague. They said, we don't know how many vehicles. We don't know the status of those people. The water in the river in the Chesapeake Bay, 48 degrees. So
right.
You had to get out quick. There's one more thing though that's kind of, I mean, there are two points to make. People on Twitter and social media, even my daughter, like, this is my worst fear. I can't believe they let this happen. The Port of Baltimore, one of the busiest ports in America, the eighth or ninth busiest port, 45 ships this size come and go every day. 2 ships an hour, 24 hours a day. That's 20,000 ships a year, and this bridge has been in place for 50 years. So statistically, this didn't happen. Like, this kind of accident is extremely rare. That's not to say this isn't devastating. It should not have happened. But as you said, it appears the ship lost power. The ship was under the command of harbor pilots, people who...
So not the regular old ship captain. And when you get into a harbor, the harbor pilots, who are expert at navigating that harbor, they take control. And that's what had happened here?
Exactly. Coming in, they meet the ship before it gets into the harbor on a little boat, and they climb onto the boat. And leaving port, they're on the ships. This is true of cruise ships. It's true of cargo ships. It's true of anything of any scale. And those harbor pilots are in command of the ship. And so they're given the orders, and they know every current. So that's one thing to say is this normally goes well. The other thing is the port is closed. Collapsed bridge.
Right.
We send our condolences to this was a devastating tragedy for anybody involved. 35,000 cars a day use that bridge. That traffic's got to go somewhere. Major highway, and 45 ships a day come and go to the port, and that's a critical port. The port is closed until they can clear a channel, until they can remove the debris. So,
yeah. Okay, let me ask you this.
Went wrong.
What, I'm just going to guess that every time a boat, a ship, a barge bumps into a bridge, the bridge does not fall down, because that would be, I suspect, it is rare, I'm certain, to have a ship this size barrel into a bridge like this. But I don't think it's probably all that rare for a boat or a barge or whatever to bump a bridge. I would think in the construction and design of a bridge, you would build in some degree of ability to withstand some degree of knocking into it. Well, just take the bridge here over the Mississippi. It can't be that every speedboat, certainly, that runs into a bridge would bring it down, or every barge that grazes a bridge would bring it down. Do you know?
Right. When you go under a bridge, you see the sort of the bumpers that surround the piers of the bridge, and the bumpers usually have lots of scars and skin marks on them, and you think, wow, the bridge did some damage to that boat, right? The boat is usually the loser, not the winner, so to speak.
And so that's normally how they're protected, and the bumper just had, because this was a sort of a direct shot by a ship this big, there was no, because that damn thing, like, it didn't slightly collapse. In a second, the whole damn bridge was in the river, in the harbor.
But think about the size of that ship. The ship itself weighs 100,000 tons, and the cargo weighs more than the ship, fully loaded, headed for Sri Lanka. And if you watch the video, it literally hit one of the two support piers head on. So somewhere between, like, a rowboat would have damaged itself, a ski boat, a 60-foot sailing yacht, right? None of those would have hurt the bridge at all. This is literally within a few tens of feet of the largest ship ever created in human history. This is a behemoth. So you couldn't build a bridge that could withstand a direct hit from this. Now, you sent me a tweet. There's already discussion about you can build protective concrete piers, or as we call them, bumpers, around the piers of the bridge that would stand off, right? Literally like the equivalent of Jersey barriers on an interstate, but in the water.
Right.
And this clearly did not have that. Could you have built concrete protective barriers for this bridge that would have been, let's be frank, affordable, that would have been worth the money?
Right.
Remember, the bridge has been there for 50 years, and 20,000 ships a year transit the bridge without, you know, 300 ships a week without hurting the bridge. So you don't, in some instances, you design for the most extreme thing that can happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could all drive tanks, and then there wouldn't be any car fatalities, right?
And exactly. No one would die in a car accident.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But that's not practical.
It's always a compromise. Right.
But it's worth asking. This was the opposite. If you look at the way this bridge was designed, it didn't have much protection at all. Now, maybe it didn't matter because this ship was so big that, and it was so out of control. This ship wasn't, you know, 20 feet off the wrong way, brushing the side. The bow of the ship slammed into one of the two pillars holding up the bridge.
I'll be interested to hear more about the news that you brought us, that they were able to divert some of the traffic, car traffic, on the bridge. At what point, if you're diverting some, can't you divert all? It'll be interesting to see what they did.
It was just a question of timing. I mean, I have a friend who's a seaman, who's a sailor, and I talked to him this morning, and he said, you can watch all the video clips you want. The pilots of this ship knew many minutes before they hit that bridge that they were going to hit the bridge, and they were on the radio saying, we will not clear the bridge.
Get the people off the bridge,
right, because we are going to hit the bridge.
Yeah. And obviously did not have time to get everybody off. Go ahead.
As somebody who's been in a canoe and a sailboat and slammed into a wooden dock in a way that I did not want,
right,
I know exactly that. That's a terrible moment. All those people on the ship, as I understand it, are still on the ship, and presumably everybody will be interviewed. And yes, as you say, if you watch the longer version of the video, you can see every light on this ship go out, then come back on, and then go out again. And that's completely abnormal, right? A ship, this is a modern ship, relatively new, less than 10 years old, lots of backup systems. Something bad was going on the ship.
All right. Moving on to other news, considerably lighter news. We have Krispy Kreme news. Charles, what's the Krispy Kreme news?
This is kind of crazy. Early this morning, Krispy Kreme and McDonald's announced a partnership in which Krispy Kreme donuts will now be sold at every McDonald's in the United States. I have a sweet spot, a warm spot for Krispy Kreme in my heart. I lived in Raleigh, North Carolina for 12 years. That's where I met my wife. That's where both our kids were born. We lived literally 4 minutes walking from the second Krispy Kreme ever created. And we would take our kids over there. You could smell the Krispy Kreme donuts when they were making them on our porch. And I can, just as I'm talking about it, I can smell them right now. And there was nothing our kids liked better when they were 4 and 2 than to race over to the Krispy Kreme and buy, you know, a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts and see if you could eat 2 or 3 at once. That said, I never go to McDonald's for lunch or dinner and have a Big Mac, fries, and a Diet Coke and think, what I really want now after my fries is a Krispy Kreme donut. Anyway, Krispy Kreme, here's the number.
Are they going to be warm, by the way? Because here's my sense is, and I once did that with you. I went to your Krispy Kreme in Raleigh, and I had a fresh, hot Krispy Kreme. But now, honestly, Krispy Kremes are like boxed up and sold all over the place in ways that aren't actually that appealing. Like, I feel like my life is already overrun with Krispy Kreme donuts. And I'm trying to figure where.
There's 6,800 outlets right now that aren't Krispy Kreme stores.
Yeah, and they're cold, and they don't give you any of the sensory experience that going to Gibson's Donuts does here.
They're in those truck stops, not truck stops, you know.
They're in every pilot you walk into, and there's a box of Krispy Kremes, and they're not that appealing.
They're in grocery stores. Will be exactly like that in McDonald's. They will be delivered from Krispy Kreme stores, but there's no way they're going to be hot. There's 6,800 stores now. Krispy Kreme has announced that they can supply 6,000 McDonald's starting mid-year this year, starting in the summer. They're going to double the availability. There are 13,000 McDonald's in America.
This is not progress. This is not progress. Okay, let me ask you this.
Well, here's an interesting thing. There's a couple interesting things. First of all, I think this is going to be a 6 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. kind of thing, right?
And that's fine.
With a cup of coffee. And actually, at that moment, McDonald's has what it has. It's kind of the Egg McMuffin and the hash browns. That stuff's kind of greasy.
Stuff's delicious.
There's only going to be 3 flavors: glazed, chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate cream filled. And they've been testing it. They did a test in 9 restaurants in Kentucky. It was so successful, they expanded the test to 160 restaurants. So they would tell you they know what they're doing. Krispy Kreme stock. You want to know what Krispy Kreme stock did today?
Sure, of course.
Krispy Kreme stock is up 24% on this news. The best day.
This would be big for Krispy Kreme. While we're on the topic of fast food, Wendy's is now delivering by drone.
This is crazy. Only in one little town in America, Christiansburg, Virginia, which is literally southwest of Roanoke, 22,000 person town. There is one Wendy's there. And there's a Google has a drone division called Wing. And you can have your Wendy's order delivered by drone via DoorDash to your home if you order from this Wendy's, this specific Wendy's in Christiansburg. And it sounds kind of crazy. First of all, because it's a pilot, they're waiving the delivery fee. Your Wendy's order is delivered by aircraft for free. I sent you a picture of the aircraft.
I saw that. I did. But is this some idea? Like, in other words, if it's a gimmick, that's fine. But is this idea that in 10 years we're going to have things delivered all over the place by drone? Because it doesn't actually seem like that's one of those things that, like, the Jetsons flying, once seemed to have been promised to us that is not actually coming to fruition? Are we thinking it's going to come
to fruition? I think you're seeing just the opposite. I think it's coming to fruition.
Really?
I mean, who knows? This is like putting Krispy Kreme in nine McDonald's, right? There's some funny stuff. First of all, you have to have a landing pad for the drone to come to your house. You have to have a clear area of 2 meters. 2 meters is 6 or 7 feet by 6 or 7 feet. I'm not sure our house would qualify. We've got trees, so I don't know that they would land in our house. They delivered one order during this pilot already. From the moment the person pressed order to the moment it's odd. It's an airplane with wings. It's a little airplane, but it also has a helicopter function. They delivered the order in 7 minutes and 12 seconds. That's kind of astonishing. They're committing to deliver Frosties by drone. So I think it's going to be a thing. An official from Google said, think about the carbon footprint for driving to Wendy's or for having a delivery driver drive to your house versus dropping this. Now,
I mean, here's the truth, though. If Wendy's is delivering by drone, and then everything is delivering by drone, right? The sky is going to be filled with damn drones delivering us whatever. Kroger can deliver by drone. Amazon, everything can deliver by drone. Go ahead.
I was at Walmart headquarters exactly 2 years ago, and they are delivering a select set of items in Bentonville, Arkansas, and Rogers, Arkansas, by drone to people's homes in exactly the same way. Now, they charge an $8 delivery fee. And I said, so who's going to pay $8? I'd rather just drive. He said, let's say you're home alone. You've got a four-year-old who's sick. You need
a
Tylenol or something, drop cough medicine. You don't want to leave the house. Your spouse is at work. We're the perfect solution. He said, let's say you're doing some kind of project on your car in your garage, and you discover you need one item, your hands are covered with
grease. This isn't that different than people paying for Uber, which delivers more than Eats, DoorDash, or whoever the hell it is, right?
I think the question of how you manage the air traffic is good, but yes, you're definitely, I think people are going to
This is a fast food heavy day here, Charles.
You could skip the next fast food item if you want.
Go ahead. You had more. We mentioned earlier in the week.
I think Subway flipping to Pepsi is a crazy moment. First of all, I care. I will be less likely to go to Subway. I want Diet Coke with my lunch. But here's the interesting thing. This is such a win for Pepsi. Coke is the exclusive provider to McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's, Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, In-N-Out, and Domino's. The only places of significance that Pepsi supplies nationally, Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut. All three of those used to be owned by Pepsi. And then Papa John's. So for Pepsi, this is a huge win. And people don't switch that often.
It's funny. I know lots of people like you. I'm not one of them. Who will not go to a Pepsi place because they're Coke purists. I don't know as many people who won't go to a Coke place because they're Pepsi purists, right? That feels weird.
Right.
I've never heard. I mean, I don't know. I think there are Coke purists out there. I don't know if there are Pepsi purists, or maybe they're just not as snobby about it. I think Coke purists can be snobby about it. Oh, I never drink a Pepsi. Whereas you think Pepsi people are a little more open-minded.
Maybe. I think Pepsi is a little, I don't know. I don't.
You have such a strong feeling about it. All right. End up here by telling me about Anguilla.
Anguilla. This is kind of amazing. Anguilla is a little island nation in the Caribbean, and their internet domain is .ai. The way France's internet domain is .fr. Or Japan's is .jp. And everybody wants a .ai internet domain. You have to, when you buy one, you're paying Anguilla. I looked. Calkins, Alkins.ai is available. You should lock it up. It would cost you $100 a year. The nation of Anguilla last year got $32 million from being the owner of this domain, from people wanting .ai domains. And that's not 10% of the national budget. That's 10% of the nation's GDP. The whole economy of the country is only about $300 million. With that $32 million last year, for instance, they have committed to free health care for everyone 70 and over. They have, they're using their windfall well. So I urge you to go see fishman.ai.
Right. What I urge you to do is move to Anguilla. If Anguilla,
Anguilla, move to Anguilla,
Anguilla,
as you
right,
70.
as you hit 70.
Fishman.ai yep. is available.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it. That is Charles Fishman, C. Fishman, at C. Fishman on Twitter. Jeffrey, we do, by the way, before we get out of here, we have some other NFL news, don't we? What's the other NFL news?
Jeff, I hope everybody's sitting down for this. Despite previous reports that the NFL would not host a Christmas Day game this year, they will indeed host a Christmas Day this year game.
Even though it's on a Wednesday.
Correct.
Christmas is on a Wednesday.
That also means starting December 25th, NFL game, 26th, NFL game, 28th, NFL games, 29th, NFL games, 30th, NFL games, 31st, college football quarterfinals.
Listen, right now I'm looking forward
January
to it already. Say goodbye to busted brackets. FanDuel lets you bet on every single game of the tournament. Your bracket can be busted, whatever. You can still bet on individual games over at FanDuel. It is America's number one sports book, and right now new customers get $200 in bonus bets if their first $5 bet wins. That's right, $200 if your first $5 bet wins. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. What's coming up next, Jeffrey?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jessica Benson will join Jason and John next. Tim Murray will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for an hour. Work's done.
Evan, Canty, and Michelle. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Unfiltered, unapologetic, and sometimes out of bounds. Unsportsmanlike. Mornings on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We gossip $289 a month, both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $429 a month, $39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossip Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we gossip and gossip more.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Forte RE72-3985, MSRP 22320. Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635. Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4-1-2024. Dealer stock only.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured, so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And There's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We gossip, 289 a month. Both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX. $429 a month. $39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, 3985, MSRP 22,320, Sportage R724, 7640, MSRP 29,635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41,005, includes all rebates and incentives, specified through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Pass to Jalen Rose, dish to Kevin Garnett, or take it to the rim yourself for a dunk. Play BetMGM's Fast Break free-to-play game daily and get a B-ball reward if you score a basket. Simply access the Fast Break game in your BetMGM promotion section. Play the game and see if you win. Your prizes could include bonus bets or boost tokens for NBA and college basketball bets. There are endless ways to enjoy hoops with the King of Sportsbooks, and the action on the court just got even more exciting with this daily chance to dish and swish. Go to your BetMGM account today and every day throughout the season for the Fast Break free-to-play game. Take your shot and see if you score. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for the T's and C's. 21 and older only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.